Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
Hey, you guys. Real Housewives here. I mean, we're actually not the Real Housewives, but we want to be the Real Housewives. You guys, Bing is for doing, and we're here doing another AfterBuzz After Show for the Real Housewives of New York City, Season 5, Episode Number 10. Every time I'm going to be that person that's like, we're getting older, and like, I can't believe we're already in episode number 10. So it makes me sad. We do have 20 episodes, but I can't believe we're in 10 already.
By like 18, 19, we're going to want to punch each other. So
that's true. Well, by one, we wanted to.
Well, that's also... Anyway, we digress.
But the title of this episode, You Want to What Me in the Where. But I feel like Sonia would say, like, please what me in the where. And, like, I feel like that would be more appropriate of a title. Because I feel like
George for sure would be all over that.
Yeah, definitely. Welcome to the show, you guys. I'm your host, Kristen Carney. You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/... I can never just say my name. Kristen Carney. It's K-R-I-S-T-E-N-C-A-R-N-E-Y. And you can follow my two lovely co-hosts if you guys want to go ahead and give your Twitters and your names.
Okay. I'm Molly Harper. You can follow me at Molly Comedy. That's M-O-L-L-Y, Molly Comedy.
And I'm Anna Koppel, and you can follow me at Koppel for Mayor, K-O-P-P-E-L-F-O-R-M-A-Y-O-R.
So, awesome. So, Anna, Molly, and I are going to break down the episode. We are missing Yerman, unfortunately, because we love the male perspective. Sometimes he has a male perspective. We'll let him fight out, see if that's the case or not. But we'll have him back next week. But tonight we had a lot of... We had long scenes in this episode. They were longer, kind of chunky scenes. I think last week we saw scenes that were very quick and punchy, and it was just like boom, 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 boom. We were all over the place. But tonight we had, we started out with a meeting, which was all about Sonia's brand. And I maybe differ from you guys because of my experience with advertising, but I am on Team Heather in this case.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm totally Team Heather these days in general. But first of all, Sonia appeared drunk to me. She was very red in the face.
Yeah.
And, like, her eyes were glassy. I just wasn't sure what was going on with her. And to bring Ramona into that meeting was so inappropriate, so unprofessional.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, look at my big sister. She's gonna beat you guys up if you're mean to me. So I thought it came across a little immature on Sonia's part.
But I feel even beyond, like, my big sister, it was like, you know, this is my representation, or this is my, since you guys don't get me, I'm going to bring somebody in who does.
Right.
It's very insulting.
Yeah,
it was. I don't understand why Sonia constantly defends Heather and why she's always on her side. I think it shows her
Ramona.
Lack of intelligence. I mean, Ramona. Yeah.
Well, Sorry. It's funny that you say that, because although she did defend Ramona, at one point, Sonia almost turned into agreeing with Heather. So it was a very bizarre dynamic.
I think that Sonia has no idea what she's doing. It's clear she has no idea who her market is.
Right.
It's clear she has no market research. She has no idea what the voice of her brand is. She has no idea who she's selling it to. She's a clueless woman, and she shouldn't be doing this business because it's going to fail. She's going to invest a lot of money, and it's not going to succeed because there's no point.
Yeah, I mean, I think this whole thing is really half-assed, and I hate to say that, but that's really the only way to say it. Mm-hmm. Because when you actually build a brand, there's so much research that's involved, and there's so much time spent deciding what direction to take the brand. And Sonia is just like, I'm fun, and I like a woman in a skirt, and that's what my brand is going to be. It's so not realistic.
Yeah, make sure that Jay is sexy. That's her biggest point.
It's like, if that Jay is sexy, I'm going to be a millionaire. And you know what? It's the other thing.
It's like the Jay's going
to
get pregnant.
She's not the first one to come up with toaster ovens.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
She's competing in a very toaster oven heavy world. Yeah. And, you know, she says, at one point the guy said, you know, you're selling this to the grandmother's children. You're not selling this to the grandma's. And she said, I'm not. Well, yeah, grandma already has her toaster oven. Actually, grandma probably uses an oven. I was so frustrated by her. It's like she's never taken a business class or been a part of business in her life. She had no idea. She has like no point doing this at all.
Well, Ramona also seemed to me like the mother in the meeting, because although Ramona is a successful businesswoman,
which has yet to be seen,
air quotes for everyone listening,
because nobody's seen her wine anywhere.
Right. She came into it as well with no real knowledge of the market and was just kind of like yelling for the sake of yelling. She was like, you didn't do enough of this variation, or there's not enough difference from what she saw originally. It was like she was just there to kind of yell without any real direction of what she was kind of yelling at.
And the other difference is that Sonia and Ramona have both entered the business world solely because they've been on this show.
Right.
Whereas Heather has been a proven successful businesswoman, and she started her brand, even though there was already shapewear out there, she started her brand as a different kind of shapewear company with a lot more options. And she's actually proven to be successful. So she's the only one whose opinion Sonia should be listening to out of those women. Quite frankly, I mean, she should probably be consulting somebody who specializes in appliances. But
right.
It was just ridiculous.
But the equivalent of going to guys who do this for a living, who are experts at branding and designing and advertising, it's like going to the doctor and the doctor saying, coming back with your diagnosis and saying, you know, it looks like you have a tumor. And they're like, no, it's not a tumor. I have a cramp in my leg. And they're like, no, we're telling you as professionals, we've diagnosed it. It's a tumor. Yeah. And it's like Sonia just kind of refuses to listen to what they're saying. And I get that she wants her brand to shine. But these people do this every day of their lives. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like you got to, and he said at one point, you have to just trust and just trust us. And I don't think she ever was planning on it to begin with. It seemed like it didn't seem like she wanted
it seems
to
like him. She's probably it seems like to me that she's afraid of this project. She's afraid of where it's going, so she's really defensive. And she keeps saying, well, that's not gonna work, and she's being really negative because I think she's truthfully afraid. And like when she kept saying that Jay needs to be sexier because I don't want to be confused with Sonia's that spell it S-O-N-I-A or Sonia that spells it S-O-N-Y-A, it's like, well, I'm pretty sure those spellings of Sonia aren't making toaster ovens. Like, just calm down.
You know what I noticed actually on her website? I noticed this last week that there, her website, her logo has a spot on it, on the actual website. It's almost like there was misprinting or something, but, and I hope it's still there because this was last week, and I took a screenshot of it and I saved it because it looks like almost like someone's black pen accidentally dotted onto the logo because I dragged the logo. You know how sometimes you can kind of pull images from the website? Right. And it had the actual dot, and it wasn't like over the J. It was just, it literally looked like a tiny spot somewhere over, you know, at the edge of where the cropping was.
So it's still
like
not
that
professional.
Yeah.
Entirely.
And it was
what you're...
Yeah, and it basically kind of looked exactly how she wanted it to look. So I don't know. I don't think she's a real businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I hate to say it, but
she
went to FIT.
The only business she's ever ventured into was this movie deal that was a huge failure. So other than that, I think she's been a kept woman.
Yeah. Yeah. And we really like Sonia. It's just like, mm-hmm. you want to shake her. But before we move on to the next topic, I do want to say thanks to everyone on iTunes for listening. We really appreciate you guys listening. You're our bloodline. And if you don't want us to get infected with AIDS, why don't you go and rate and comment on our iTunes page? I don't know. I want to be comfortable doing these, but I can't do it. So go rate and comment. And Or we'll get AIDS. And it's hip, you know. It's hip. It's really, really a desired thing right now because of... Magic Johnson. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, go rate and comment.
Wow.
Go rate and comment, you guys. We really do appreciate it, and it really helps us out. And tell your friends about AfterBuzz because we're spreading like wired fire.
You just went into a really downward spiral.
I know. I'm doing it
because
Phil's
Johnson.
Here. I don't know.
I mean,
it's so 90s. I feel like we're a little bit in the 90s.
Can you just, how many times do you listen to Adam Carolla? Can you just emulate Adam Carolla right now?
And I plug my nose and I'll say, hey, everyone. Go listen to
Yikes. All right.
We are doomed.
Here's my male perspective. We are doomed.
Clearly, we don't spend a lot of time doing our iTunes live reads.
Yes, but, I do the iTunes live read all the time.
All right. Now you're going to let the executive producer talk. Another big lesson learned here.
I'm going to take my headphones off.
All right. Fans, these guys spend way too much time preparing for the show and not enough time preparing for the live reads. So
I practiced my AIDS live read earlier. That's why I did it.
You're going to get fired.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it. Anyway, you guys, what I was trying to say is you're our life fountain. And so we need a good bloodstream. And you guys are it. And it just came out a little awkwardly. That's all. So why don't you go write and comment and keep the bloodline clear? Is that okay?
That
next time I will not bring blood up.
I got blasted on YouTube once for saying bloodline. But anyway, yeah. So just want to apologize to YouTube in advance in case that offends anybody. But iTunes, you know, bloodline. So.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject. Anyway. Please return at once. Anyway, this is kind of how the dinner went, I think, as well.
Wait. Sorry. Before we move on to the dinner, can we also talk about the meeting part two at the studio?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because at that point... Here's the thing, and the reason why I was also on Team Heather in this episode is because Heather was volunteering her time and her network mm-hmm. to Sonia. And then, you know, Sonia's getting so defensive and arguing with her, and I just wanted to shake and see, this woman is helping you on her own time. And then when Sonia said, I'm a client.
Then pay.
Clearly you don't know what the word client means.
Yeah.
I mean, when Heather said, in my world, clients pay, and... Sonia, I don't think understands what that
means. I wish Heather
means.
Said that to Sonia.
I wish she did.
Yeah.
Heather says everything that makes sense to me in the interview,
mm-hmm.
not around any of the housewives.
Mm-hmm. Well, but I think that because Heather's a nice person, like she doesn't want to be rude or hurt her feelings, and especially in front of this other person. And Luann, by the way, was Luann stealing jewelry from Heather's photo shoot? Did you notice?
Who
she
knows?
Was putting stuff on and she was like, oh, I'm just going to try this on. But... Based
like
on based on some of the stuff that Carol's mentioned before,
yeah.
It's like, oh, is Luann just lifting jewelry from Heather's photo shoot? This is
then Sonia goes, oh, she went to Rajana again, and it's like there are other jewelry designers in the world. I'm just gonna lose it if they mention. Rajana
I mean, if I were Ramona, I'd be a little offended. I'm a jewelry designer, and you keep talking about the other R, Rajana, not Ramona.
Ramona designs jewelry?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like her thing. She does the jewelry and she does wine.
She hasn't mentioned her jewelry once.
Well, it's because it's kind of, I don't think... I mean, that's how she became successful.
Really?
The jewelry. Yes.
She never mentions it.
She wears it. And she kind of mentions it here and there, but she's not a bragger. She talks more about the wine, I think, because I think maybe the wine needs more attention.
Mm.
Just like my live read.
The jewelry is on HSN and everything.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. She never... You guys.
Yeah, no, that's
my first season watching. I never watched before. I pay attention. She's never mentioned it this season at all.
Yeah. I mean, that the jewelry that she wears in all of her interviews, it's all Ramona jewelry. So check it out. That's why I mentioned your earrings earlier to have the matching necklace. because she always matches everything. Mm. But so that's how she, you know, that's how she got successful. But I don't think her same application of her use of business would work for today, because I think she got successful with the jewelry a while ago, like a long while ago. And I think times have changed and everything's more digital. And I just think Ramona's really outdated.
Well, yes and no, but I think HSN might be a good market for Sonia's toaster oven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
you know, people watch.
HSN could have a gajillion toaster ovens.
Right.
That's what the women on that network want. I don't think if you were walking through Macy's and you had never heard of hers, you would necessarily go to hers.
Right.
You know, but if you have her name on TV, I think that's where she could kind of grow. But we had Luann be brought in the second part of the meeting by Heather.
Right.
And Sonia made the point, well, if I can't have Ramona, then why can you have Luann?
Heather was trying to break up with Sonia, remember?
She was.
She was like, help me.
Yeah.
I can't get rid of her. I mean, she basically said, I think we need to part ways. And Sonia was like, so what do we do now?
I think Sonia was really regretting it. I think she was really regretting maybe her behavior. And I don't think she can afford to have actual branding, to actually hire someone, because she's in so much bankruptcy and debt that this is her one opportunity. So it was like, I think she saw the flashing red sign saying, like, we're closed. And she was like, no, get the door open.
But she was so rude about it. She wasn't apologetic. She wasn't like, okay, maybe I should be more flexible, or I haven't been listening as well, or bringing in other people. But she was just very rude.
Yeah.
And like, you made these promises and now you're backing out of them. So basically what you're saying is you're quitting, and I can't stand a quitter. And just, ugh.
Well, that's how these women get where they are. It's just that type of behavior.
Entitlement.
So, entitlement. Total entitlement.
I was really turned off to Sonia this whole episode. Really was.
Me too. And since we are on the topic of Sonia, I do want to touch upon her behavior with Luann about the baby at the end of the episode, where she starts crying over Luann wanting to be with Jock. And all of it was not about Luann. Sonia's whole escapade was about herself. It was like a pity party, because you could tell she had too much wine. And she just wanted attention. She doesn't care about Luann. Nobody cares about Luann.
I mean, that's,
you know?
No.
Yeah.
So I just...
I think it was. It was her. And, you know, it was
desperate.
Like Ramona said, Sonia tries to act like she's happy, but I don't think she's happy. And I think she had beer tears. And it came out that she's lonely and she's depressed. And, it was... She made it about Luann, but it truly was all about her. I think that was obvious.
Yeah. I'm glad people were onto that. Because I don't like when you can kind of get away with being disingenuous about being genuine, you know?
Right.
She wasn't being genuine.
Don't pretend to care about somebody.
Right. Especially, you know, the boyfriend you don't even know. Like, don't do this to this good friend of mine. But so we then are in the dinner, which Heather was not invited to. It's a Ramona-heavy dinner.
Dinner at Le Cirque.
At Le Cirque. And they buy a $1,500 bottle of wine.
Well, they brought it with them.
They brought it with them.
Because they know wine, after all.
Right.
Well, one bottle ain't going to serve six. So,
very
cheap, Ramona. You should have brought like three or four.
Yeah, yeah.
One bottle. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, look at me. I'm bringing a $1,500 bottle of wine. It's like, there are like six people sitting around the table.
Well, introing to that scene, Ramona had a voiceover where she said, special group of friends, you know, let me bring this special bottle of wine. But again, it's like you can see through all of this. And it was really because she wanted to show up Luann for the antic at the last wine party.
You can't say it's because you think these group of people are special and then follow up with, well, I really wanted to show Luann that I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You can't say both and have us believe that you're a genuine person. It's not going to happen.
How do you guys feel about Mario confronting Doc?
I loved that. It made him more attractive.
Yeah, I was thinking, who thinks Mario's
Team Mario.
Attractive? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I loved it that he stood up. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We never agree.
Right message, wrong place and time.
Yeah, but I think
that's... I kind of loved it that he did it there.
But again, this is where the show takes place. This is where, we want to see it happen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it would have been even more awkward if he took Jacques into the men's room and, Jacques thought they were going to, you know, maybe have some bonding time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he springs it out in there.
Men don't take men to the restroom, Kristen. That's weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it would be more awkward if he did something like that rather than...
But men never
say,
hey, can you come with me to the restroom like women do?
He's French. We don't know what they do.
True.
We don't know what they do. Luann, though, left Jacques high and dry.
Yeah.
What happened to Stand By Your Man?
Yeah. She was like, I'm out of here. I don't want to be involved in this.
So
but she
weird.
Was the one who most likely brought it on Jacques because of probably her
of
idea. So it was a total mean girl move to do that. And, you know, and when Heather called last week, and she thought that she thought that Jock and Luann doing that to Ramona wasn't mean. But I do think that's because Heather doesn't like Ramona. You know, if you liked Ramona, you might think it's mean. But if you hate the person and you kind of want to see him go down, you're like, oh, it wasn't that bad. They could have shot her in the face.
Right.
I mean, comparatively.
Yeah.
You know.
Good point.
Well, regardless, they were giving Ramona's wine some more press. It was just one more scene where Ramona's wine was featured.
Right. I mean, this all comes down to great press for them to further their, you know, their careers and what they want to do and their bank accounts and their lifestyles. Right. So none of it's bad.
I don't know about you guys, but I know that all of these shows have product placement, but you and I are both big fans of OC, and there's always, you know, a degree of product placement with all of these women's brands. But I find the New York season particularly a little bit nauseating. It's like it's shoved down our throat in every episode.
Yeah.
And it's kind of getting to be a little much.
Yeah. I think you should treat the audience with the level of respect that we're like, not stupid, because we're on to that.
We get it that they have Ramona, Pinot Grigio, and Sonia's Toaster and Oven, and Heather's Yummy Tummy. Like, we get it, and it's just constant. It's like, it's kind of turned into one big commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And Heather said last week that she's definitely seen an increase in her business since the start. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's the way of the world. It's the way of the world.
It's the way of the world. I just think on this this franchise of Housewives, it's particularly like over the top.
Yeah, I mean, it's so blatantly obvious.
Well, New York is expensive. They probably need a lot of money to afford their Park Avenue residences.
But not their Blackberries. They're cheap Blackberries. They're living low. They're living low there. So at the dinner, we also see, you know, obviously Heather's not there. And we still see Aviva getting along with Ramona. I thought by now we were going to see more friction with them. But that's, I think their friction must come from when they go on a trip with Carol.
Maybe.
Well, but she did, you know, Ramona brings up the Harry thing again.
Right.
Why are you always talking about Harry?
Aviva is really refined in the way she deals with it, because she doesn't even recognize it.
However, her husband jumped in, which I thought was awkward, because up until this point, I thought he was a pretty classy guy. And I thought the whole making fun of Harry banter was some of the unfunniest, like unwittiest banter I've ever heard. And it became really uncomfortable. And I thought it was weird that Aviva's husband chipped into that, because I don't know, I just found it really distasteful. And I thought that they were, as a couple, a little classier than that. Because when the other women talked about having sex with Harry, you know, Aviva said she found that really disrespectful. So I just thought that was odd.
Yeah, I mean, we meet Harry.
Gross.
Talk about underwhelming.
Yeah.
He must have been rich when she was in her 20s, because there's no other reason.
With hair.
Harry was Harry.
Right.
I don't know.
He was so, it was like Beauty and the Beast. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, when
at least her new husband's hot.
They cut to Sonia and Luann from the past episode saying like, oh, that was the best bubble bath I ever had. It's like, did you have a blindfold on?
Gross. Yeah.
Because.
Gross.
And so.
Luann's like, he knocked my socks off.
Right. Like, were you wearing booty socks that like were barely on your heels? But Harry is, he's creating a, hopefully an app called Poopy the Pig, and I thought it was really funny because Aviva phrased it as Harry's exploring his creative juices. If his creative juices go as far as Poopy the Pig, I don't want to see any more.
Yeah,
Poopy the Pig, that's as good as you can do. And I don't, creative juices.
Yeah.
That's just kind of funny.
And I don't know about you guys, but when Aviva was like, that's great. That's hilarious. Her fake, I'm happy for you voice is so fake.
It's worse than yours.
It's the worst. It's really, it was worse than what I just did. Yeah. It's that bad. It's like so clear she wasn't impressed that she was like, oh my God, my ex is such a pathetic loser.
Right. And I'm glad I call my son Harrison and not Harry.
Thank God.
Yeah. But you guys, if you ever want to buy a, this is going to go down the wrong road again. I'm not going to even start there. Why don't you guys just go to AfterBuzz.
Buy a hair trimmer?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, hair transplant. But go to AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the large Amazon logo that we have right at the top of the website. If you guys click that, you get a little exercise in your pointer finger. And all it does is take you right to the Amazon website where you can shop, and we get a little kickback. So if you do that, we can bring you more shows here at AfterBuzz TV, and we want to do that. So do that.
Like in my mind, I'm like, just stop. Just stop talking. You're doing so
I'm
well.
I'm like looking at Phil the whole time. I'm like, and this is the end.
Nothing like repetitive advertising.
No. But do it. I bought a microphone for specifically for podcasts, which I mentioned before, through our logo on AfterBuzz for Amazon. And so I felt like I did a good deed for the day. Anyway, so you guys should go do that. What? Anything else about Harry? I just felt like he was fun fodder.
I was kind of surprised that he, I didn't think we'd ever meet Harry, quite frankly. I never thought we would meet him on the season.
I didn't either.
A thing of the past, especially because when Aviva called into our show a couple of weeks ago, she said that one thing she didn't really want to discuss was Harry.
Right.
So I was surprised that he was on the show. I didn't think he would ever be on it. And I thought it was kind of tacky as well because, again, he was promoting his product. And
Yes.
Like he was probably like, oh, really? You got viewers, and I can promote my poopy pig thing. Cool, I'll do the show. It's just so stupid. Oh
yeah, that's exactly what I would expect a real estate agent to create as Poopy the Pig.
Dumb,
just dumb. Anyway,
even Harrison was like, yeah, this is stupid.
Yeah, you could see it in his face when he's watching it, and then finally he's like, oh, I like that voice.
And he was like, you never did the butt dance at home. It's like, yeah, because he probably didn't do it ever.
He did the weenie dance.
Well, but that's also embarrassing. Like, thanks, Dad, for modeling a pig after me. So now, when people go, like, all my school friends will know that Poopy the Pig is modeled after me and my slick moves.
Right. They're just going to call him Poopy for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Harry Poopy. Oh, my God, that's horrible. And also, I don't want to forget as well about Sonia and Luann. Sonia had a miscarriage, which we found out.
Yeah, that's sad.
But I don't like the way she phrased it because she said it just didn't stick. And I'm like, if your child is not pasta. Like, you don't throw it against the wall and see if it sticks. She kept saying over and over, the baby just didn't stick. It didn't stick.
I think she just meant it didn't work out.
Right, I know, but the phrasing of that, it didn't stick. It's like a human.
Yeah.
Like you're throwing a baby against the wall and see if it sticks.
Kind of a little insensitive.
Yeah. It was gross.
Do we need to start this over?
But what do you guys think about Luann having a baby?
Oh, my God. Okay, so she's having a baby for the number one reason why women shouldn't have babies, mm-hmm. and that's to
stay
keep
with
her
man.
Yes. And you know what? Jacques, who no one can understand anyway, we'll move
Pepe
on.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. I mean, you can't understand what he says. Anything. It's just, honestly, it made her just look like such a stupid, stupid woman. I was thinking,
especially
stupid,
at that
stupid
age.
Woman.
At that age, yeah. You've already had a man. You know what it's like to lose a man. I don't think looking desperate in your late 40s.
And how do you think her teenage daughters would feel?
Right.
Oh, mom's having a baby because she's trying to keep her boyfriend?
Yeah, WT.
Old mom? She's like 45?
Yeah.
Mom will be like needing a wheelchair at their college graduation.
Yeah, WT countess.
WT, right? Yeah. And you know, it just made her look like really pathetic.
I know.
She's not a woman role model.
I think, though, that anytime... Yeah, I don't know if you're aware.
He's going off on everyone tonight.
I don't know if you're aware. The way her marriage with the Count ended, though, is that he left for a significantly younger woman. Mm. So I think that can affect any woman's self-esteem. Even someone like Luann, who comes off as being incredibly confident and self-assured, when your husband of many, many years, right. They raised two children together, leaves you for somebody in their 20s, it's a blow to the ego.
But that's exactly it. It's like you had two babies with the other man. What do you think? What is telling you that Jock is going to stay after one baby when some guy left you after two?
But it's... Right. It's not logical, but I mean, you know, you see little girls do that, well, if we get pregnant, then I'll keep him and we'll have to be together. And it's just this sort of desperate thinking.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
You would think that she would be beyond that as a 40-something... your old woman.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not necessarily that healthy for the baby.
Definitely not.
It's not going to necessarily be healthy for her. I mean, it's very difficult to get pregnant after you're 35, quite frankly. I mean, it's going to be hard on her, and it'll probably be very expensive with fertility treatments and things like that. And it just seems like not a wise decision.
I will give it to Sonia, though. I don't feel like it's really genuine from Jock. I feel like he kind of likes being on the show. And Sonia's a beautiful, stately woman.
Luann.
You mean Luann.
What did I say? What did I call
her? You said Sonia.
Sonia. It's okay. Sonia.
Yes, she's also a beautiful, stately woman. But I think he's temporary. I do kind of think he's not around for the long haul.
I can't tell personally because I don't feel like we've seen enough of them together.
I've seen plenty. I don't want to see
anymore. Yeah, well, we haven't seen them in an intimate setting. Like, we haven't seen them out to dinner, just the two of them or anything like that.
We've seen them at the breakfast nook with the son, which I think would be
the breakfast
more
nook. But they were just kind of making fun of the son with his French homework.
It's a perfect example, though, of why they should not be together. Is they're just sort of making fun of her child together. Yeah, that's not sweet.
Yeah, you know, we should look in as if they're still together now that the taping's done for the season. They, you know, they're going to be taping very soon again. So
they
maybe
start
they
taping
are.
September 25th.
Right. So maybe he's hanging on because he wants to be the next season, or maybe he's genuine. I don't know. But I just don't. He seems too romantic. French guys kind of, I feel like, want to go get the next romantic thing when they can. Almost. I think he's Pepe Le Pew. I've said that before. I think he's...
Say it again.
I will. He's Pepe Le Pew. Anyway, Luann threw a dinner party for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, man,
Life and Style.
Life and Style, which also was kind of like a Christmas-themed party. And I don't know what the deal is with the bad bands on the show.
It's ridiculous. It's like New York, there's plenty of good bands.
Yeah.
It must be some issue with Bravo. It has to be.
It's too cheap to hire a good band.
Something. It's something. People,
I mean, that was bizarre. The first band, I don't know, I think they're tied for which band was more bizarre, because the first band hired by Sonia almost was, like, hilarious because they were so bad. And then this band was so beyond what you would expect at a lifestyle Christmas party with crazy mohawks and tattoos. That it's got to be like a thing to create. You know, maybe Bravo is saying this would make it more interesting if you guys got this band rather than this like traditional jazz band that we would have at a holiday party.
Right.
Life and Style is still a reputable magazine and business. And if it were me, because, you know, I have so much experience running a corporation, but
Anna Inc. Or Anna Inc. Sorry.
It's fine. We'll work on the name later. if somebody came in to a major event like that and brought that band that was so and not talented and unprofessional, I would be furious. Luann would be fired forever.
Yeah, I mean, there's party planners that plan these events that are as anal as you can get about having every detail be exactly perfect to please the people.
But you guys, Luann didn't plan this party. Life and Style hosted the party.
But Luann was the
guest of honor.
She hired the band.
She said she hired the band because they thought they were cool and they were edgy and she thought it'd be interesting. And then they started singing. After the ladies sang Jingle Bells,
which was
horrendous.
Which
sounded worse than that. All of a sudden, the band is just like, I want to put it in the where. I'm not going to say it.
F-U in the A.
Thank you. So I think that was definitely like a put on by the band. They're like, hey, guys, we're going to be on Real Housewives of New York City. Why don't we make it count and really just F with them? And so they took it to this place where it was really weird and all the women were yelling at them. And they just kept shouting, I want to blank you in the blank.
Right.
So...
It was dumb.
It was dumb.
It sounded so scripted and dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so planned. It was just so planned. I feel like the first band was planned as well, because you can't have two screw-ups like this in the music department in New York City at these beautiful parties and beautiful hotels.
You can if you have idiots running the events, though.
One thing we should mention about that party is... how Luann asked Ramona, are you upset with me about the wine thing? And how Ramona handled that. She kept trying to say, it's water under the bridge. And
Ramona ended up clearly not. Yeah.
She's clearly still upset about it. And I just wish that she's passive aggressive.
She ended up looking like the Tasmanian devil.
She really did.
You know, she was, like, going all over the place. It was like she was going to drill herself into the ground by, like, spinning so much. And her eyes were going. The thing is, I think Aviva's comment really, from two episodes ago, really drove Ramona to be mad. Because Ramona, I think, I think it's smart, but I think it went over her head, this whole wine antics. Mm-hmm. I think she was kind of maybe caught up in the fact that she just tasted her own wine and she did good at saying what smells and essences were in it, that I don't think she remembered to be mad. And then it wasn't until they had dinner with the giant hot dog from George with no sauce. Did Ramona get upset when Aviva said, you know, I just really felt like that was wrong. And I agree with Aviva, but I just don't think it hit Ramona until Aviva said something. And I think Ramona let it go. And then again, Mario brings it up. So I don't think it had time to rest after Aviva brought it up for Ramona. Now I think Ramona's just mad because of people telling her she should be mad. But if I were her, I would be mad. I thought it was a mean girl ploy.
Mm-hmm. It was. I think it definitely was.
And I think, you know, she's handling things so bizarrely, but I think she's, you would think someone who's so brazen and outspoken would be good at handling conflict because she would be so comfortable with herself kind of saying, like, this is what I think you, but instead she gets so awkward and uncomfortable that she can't look someone in the eye.
Right.
And she buzzes around and she's throwing her wine glass and it doesn't do her any justice. Really, as a because I think she's a better arguer than that. I think she knows what she's seeing once it's kind of in her mind, you know.
Her point's always valid, but then she just gets, she doesn't want to confront. Like, she'll drop a bomb and then walk away.
Yeah.
Or she'll it's be like, I am really upset and angry with you, but I don't want to talk about it. It's under the bridge. It was like, well, clearly.
She's like crop dusting fights.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Crop dusting.
Yeah.
She's literally walking over because that's exactly how she did it with Heather.
Yeah. Yep.
And then
and that's how she's going to do it with Heather again, as we'll see.
Right.
That's and her habit.
It's a weird habit because, again, I think someone being so strong in her own opinions would be able to hold a fight.
Definitely.
I think she was better with Jill Zarin, who I find way more intimidating than Heather or Aviva. And Ramona could hold up to her.
And Luann isn't intimidating because Luann doesn't really have, like, a backbone. Like, Luann seems like she would just apologize and feel bad because of kind of what you were saying earlier. She does seem a little bit like an insecure woman. You know, Luann isn't anyone scary to talk to. If she wanted to, she could have just torn Luann apart if she wanted to, I think.
You're saying Ramona could tear Luann apart?
Yeah, easily.
I think she can, but I think, again, it's like she's not, her thoughts are not in any sort of order.
I think with Jill, they also had much more history, so it was easier to, first of all, you're more comfortable, but it's also easier to, you know, remember in Christmas of 1989 when this and this happened, and you're doing the same thing now, sort of a fight.
But her and Luann have so much experience fighting with one another that I think their fights maybe would look more rehearsed at this point, like a Rocky boxing match filming in the movies or something like that. They've got it down pat, it seems like. When they met in the park from, like, the first or second episode of the season, and they sat on the park bench, they kind of went at it pretty good, and I thought Ramona was pretty strong in her demeanor with Luann. She didn't seem to back down.
That could have been, like, their eighth take, though. You don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, I don't know. I think Heather... I think Ramona has the right to be annoyed.
Yeah.
You guys... How would you feel if someone did that to you?
I would think that they were... You mean with the wine thing?
Yeah.
I would think that that was totally intentional and mean girl.
Yeah, I'd feel put on the spot.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's weird because I feel like I was starting to like Luann better this episode for some reason because she seemed kind of mild and not so haughty as normal. Not as haughty as normal, where she didn't seem as cocky. But that last scene where she was trying to justify that, no, Ramona, it was flattering. You know, we wanted to get your wine out there. It's like...
I bet.
I mean, I was over that by fifth grade with girls. Like, I knew what they were doing. And it's just amazing to me that a woman who knows she's going to be on national television will not take the high road and just say, you know what, I shouldn't have done this. It was immature. I'm kind of an a-hole. And I'm sorry. But instead, she has to twist it. And Ramona, that's what I said before. Ramona has, like... a no BS meter to an extent, even though she's like cuckoo. It's like she knew Luann did that and called her out on it instead of letting Luann get away with it.
Oh, speaking of grades, there was something that we forgot to mention at the dinner at Le Cirque that Luann did that Carol called third grade, which was calling herself an American Indian and then going,
watch your scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Careful for your scalp, baby.
Careful for your scalp, baby.
It's like, is that in your etiquette book?
It was horrible.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
First of all, Aborigines are from Australia. Right. I had no idea what she's talking about.
Well, they said they had to Google them, and then they got it wrong. They were like, oh, Aborigines sounded so cool, we Googled it, and then their use of it was wrong again after they Googled it.
Yeah, no, I don't think Sonia even knows how to Google. Right. If she did, maybe she'd have a little bit more research for her company. But it was so unbearable, and you could see how uncomfortable Carol was.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's going to be on the politically correct bandwagon. It is, I will say, Luann is a Native American to an extent. She's not living the lifestyle where she's got to live on a reservation and, you know.
She seems to know nothing about her Native American heritage.
She doesn't, but it's almost like I give her the pass because she is
a Native American. I hate that.
I don't mind. It's like if I'm Italian and I call myself a Goomba, like, I can say that because I'm Italian.
But, see, I hate that because I'm Jewish and, like, I hate hearing people who are Jewish be like, well, I'm Jewish, so, like, it's okay to say kike. And, like, no, it isn't, because you're also telling an entire room full of people or a world full of people that it's okay to say that. And it's not okay. It's not okay, like, for X, Y, and Z to say it. Like, I'm not okay saying it. You shouldn't be okay saying it. You shouldn't be telling other people that it's okay to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Something I feel strongly about.
Yeah, I totally see that.
Yeah.
But I think...
I just thought it made her look really stupid.
Yeah.
I think she looks stupid.
Everyone looks stupid to me.
Yeah, they all look stupid all the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I totally know what you're hear where you're coming from, but I've never been a politically correct person.
Right. As we learned.
Obviously. I just think it's like fluff. I just think it's everyone being very fluffy. So it didn't necessarily bother me, but I can see why it bothered Carol. Carol's a journalist who has a lot of experience dealing with the world. And so her perspective is up here, like higher above, and Luann's is down here.
Right.
So I can see why Carol would be like, you're such an idiot. Yeah. Shut up.
Right.
You know, I think maybe this is totally, you know, not justified, or Carol did not say this, but I think maybe if the right person Carol actually respected said it, I don't think she would actually care that much about the phrase.
Like if Meredith Vieira said it or
something? Yeah, because they're on the same level. Because when Carol and Luann were arguing, not arguing, but when they were out to dinner in London and Luann was like, oh, I wrote a book. Carol's thinking, no, someone ghost wrote your book.
Yeah,
you didn't actually sit there and creatively come up with these things. So they're not on the same plane.
Right.
So I think it had to do a little bit of that dynamic between them.
Absolutely. But I do think that also, when something, like, offends your moral boundary, when somebody crosses that moral boundary or, like, offends your belief system, you're probably going to say something.
Yeah.
Carol seems like the type to say something.
Yeah.
And maybe not say, like, oh, Luann, everybody in over third grade knows that, or everybody who's older than third grade knows that. But she, I think, would still address it, like, hey, that's offensive.
I think Carol's cool. Like, she can just handle these things. I'm so glad her name starts with a C.
So we can just...
You know, Carol maybe would have laughed if she actually liked Luann.
Yeah.
If she thought Luann were cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I just think Carol thinks she's on a different
level.
She
already thinks that Luann is so stupid that she was like, I'm going to point out how stupid she is to everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I applaud her for that.
Right.
But we are going to skip commercials, guys, and kind of get right into our segment. But I do want to let you guys know there's an awesome iTunes app that you can store all of your subscriptions in. So it's really convenient if you listen to a lot of podcasts, especially a lot of AfterBuzz podcasts. You can download the iTunes app right onto your phone and go in there, and it's all organized, and it makes it really simple for listening. So download that. It's free. But we are going to get into our special segment called What She Should Have Said. Ta-da!
Yay!
I want to write music for that. I feel
so
like it deserves a...
It's a
yes, thank you. Thank you. So go ahead, Anna.
All right, I'll start it off. So, yes, in the same conversation of the careful for your scalp, baby, and when Luann got back from... After abandoning Jacques into this argument with Mario, when she comes back from the restroom, she said... Did you guys make a peace treaty while I was gone?
Oh, God.
I got that.
And I just felt like what she should have said was, oh, what did I miss? Or even better, you know, they have the loveliest handhelds in that restroom. Let's get over it instead of...
Right.
Man, just...
That's kind of funny. I kind of think it's funny that she said that.
Well,
she's kind of actually like her a little bit for saying that.
Well, Luann had a funny line, I thought, surprisingly, when they were in the meeting with Sonia, and Luann was like, too many cooks in the toaster oven or something like that.
That was kind of funny.
I was like, oh, wow. That's why I kind of started liking her for a split second, and then it was all gone. But
she was stealing.
Yeah. Go ahead, Molly. I think you probably have a good one.
I had a couple. Well, first of all, I have a what he should have said, because we did that last week, so I decided to do one this week. So when Mario was reprimanding Jacques at the dinner table for pulling a fast one on Ramona, he said, just want to be clear that that stuff isn't going to happen again. And he should have said, because you're French, but I'm Italian.
Yeah. And my people will get your people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll hit you over the head with a baguette.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bada-boom.
People.
Here's another one. When Ramona was talking with Luann at the Christmas party and asked, you know, when they were having the conversation about whether or not Luann offended Ramona, Luann should have said, Ramona, are you on crystal meth? I think, judging from what I know from watching Breaking Bad and like going to IAmTheFaceOfMeth.com or whatever, I'm pretty sure Ramona's on it. She has all the symptoms.
Really?
Yeah. Like her darty eyes and her manic behavior and her sweaty look. She looks like she's on crystal
meth.
She's
too fat. She's not fat, but she is to be on meth.
Yeah,
I feel
she's skinny.
Too much color in her skin.
She's a size two.
Awesome.
She's a size two.
Is she
she's
really
small? Yeah, yeah.
But that's an older woman size two.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I have one from that same conversation. Ramona says, "I'm holding the fifth on answering now."
Yeah.
What she should have said was, I've consumed a fifth of Ramona Pina Grigio, that's why I can't have a coherent conversation anymore.
That's good. That one's good. I like that. I thought it was funny. I said the just didn't stick line, which I should have saved for this, because just didn't stick like the baby, like to the wall. But the other one I thought was funny from Ramona, or that she shouldn't have said, was in the meeting she said to Heather, you've got a mind like a sieve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what you should have said is, you know,
You're dumb.
We all think you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You've got a mind like a sieve. Which actually, I thought, you know what? I'm writing that down because I want to use that at some point.
Those are not loving words.
No.
Yeah.
And then the other thing Sonia said at the beginning of that meeting, quietly, which would have been easily missed, but she said, oh, I'm such a lucky... This was right at the beginning of the meeting. She said, oh, I'm such a lucky girl to have so many people involved. But what she really should have said was like, I brought Ramona because I'm scared.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. I have one more what she should have said.
Yeah.
So when Carol was talking with her neighbor, Tripp, she said that she needs an assistant, and she's looking for someone, quote, young, eager, and inexpensive. Now, personally, I'm getting really fed up with Carol talking about how she needs free interns. I don't know if you guys look at her Twitter feed, but on her Twitter feed, she's constantly saying, I need interns, I need interns. And by interns, she's seeking people that she is not paying. And after doing the show the other week, when I emailed her and said, you know, thanks again, she emailed back, let me know if you know of any interns.
Really?
First of all, Carol, you're worth $51 million. What she should have said to Tripp was, I need an assistant. What do you think it costs?
Right.
Because she can afford one, and I'm getting really sick of her being so cheap.
Is $40,000 a year enough? That's what she
That would be said. Like... More than what I guess you would pay an entry level an assistant.
Well,
I
mean, way more. That's
my
very
first
generous.
Job in New York, they offered me $25K. Okay, graduating college, with health benefits. But it's ridiculous. She can afford that at least.
Yeah,
I'm getting angry now.
Yeah,
because it's just insulting.
Well, I think people think it's a rite of passage because when you become so successful, that's just what you get. You get free labor.
Well, then she should be able to find it already. Why is she still talking about it?
I'm surprised she hasn't found anyone, because, I mean, if I were a student, I would love to work for her because she's cool. Yeah. I'd be like, cool, Carol, I'm in New York.
I told her
way
that
better
like,
than Sonia.
But the problem is, which actually ended up happening, is so I said, you know, why don't you hit up NYU? I'm sure you can certainly find an intern there. You know, that's where I went, and I did, like, four internships and yada, yada. And she's like, well, you have to give college credit, which I'm not – I guess she doesn't qualify for that.
Uh-huh.
Or pay – I think it's, like, between – $20 and $25 an hour, which she wasn't willing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that, like $100 a week? Your internship's like 4 hours a week.
Right.
Really, Carol? Really?
Right. Yeah.
It's ridic.
Yeah, totally ridic. But anyway, we're going to get to some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, well, it seems that Aviva is not so thrilled about the other ladies talking about Harry. Sonia, in particular, she feels that, you know, she, of course, is with Reed now and is very happy there. But Sonia's been running around New York just sort of flaunting her relationship that she has had with Harry. And we weren't really able to talk to Aviva about this, but he, I guess, hasn't been paying child support. And so Aviva just kind of feels strongly that Sonia should be in her corner about this, and a woman's woman.
Yeah, not in his bathtub.
Not in his bathtub, exactly. So she had blogged about that. And then Carol was tweeting about, do we remember Russ from Aerosmith? How can we forget Russ, right? Yeah. So you've been following her Twitter then.
It's constant about Russ.
So I guess they met up August 3rd. In San Francisco, and then she'll be back in LA. But so they are, because I already had a news story way earlier in the season that they were off, and I guess they're still on.
Last night she was backstage at the Hollywood Bowl while Aerosmith played.
Oh, well.
Yeah, her very Twitter. Yeah. So she tweeted, sorry guys, I'm not doing my live Twitter tonight while the show is airing, because I'm backstage at the VIP room of Aerosmith.
Well, it's funny because people have talked about how Carol resembles Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they took a picture together.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That was actually in a People magazine. I had cut it out, but I didn't end up using it because I think it was already so kind of like all over everything that I thought, well, maybe people already know. But they had her picture next to Steven Tyler's, and then they had Aviva's next to a model from, you know, so it was like a little bit night and day. I don't necessarily think Carol looks like Steven Tyler. But
she does joke about it herself.
Yeah, she said it herself.
They're similar features. I don't think they look alike, but right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, Steven Tyler, is that you?
Right.
Unless, yeah. You know, they both have a really good body, same kind of body shape. But anyway, I think that's it for news and gossip, and we'll get into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, my crystal ball says that, my crystal ball is also just the previews for the next episode, but that tells me that Carol has a trip planned, and this is where Ramona, Sonia, and Aviva are going to finally have their blow up from what we've been waiting for.
Wait, do you think Ramona's invited?
Ramona is there because she was in the shots, like in the previews.
And Carol has said, yeah, I'm the type to invite everybody and include everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, so that one, that's going to be the best trip. No, London's not going to even compare to this, or Miami.
Yeah.
This is going to be the volcano.
To where?
The Barbados or something. I believe it was Barbados. Somewhere fancy where they're going to wear bathing suits. So that's my prediction.
Maybe she'll get an assistant to come and bring her coffee while she's on vacation.
Cheap labor in Barbados.
Yeah.
Predictions, anyone?
Yeah.
I predict a split between Jacques and Luann.
Yeah. Point. Really?
Sooner than later. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to look into that.
Let's do it.
Yeah. And Molly? Anything?
I predict that Sonia's toaster oven is not going to fly off the shelves like she thinks.
No. I think the toast is going to be kind of stale.
Good one.
Thank you. You guys, thanks so much for listening to AfterBuzz TV. You can follow me on Twitter at Kristen Carney. That's KristenCarney. Ladies?
You can follow me, Molly Harper, at Molly Comedy. That's MOLLY, Molly Comedy.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Koppel for Mayor, KoppelForMayor. You can also find me here at AfterBuzz on Thursdays, buzzing about anger management at 8 Pacific.
And thanks again to everyone on iTunes. You know who you are, and we'll see you next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.